A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brasgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances.
Now, where's our favorite whiny one that we were playing the heck out of earlier last night?
And I truly and deeply apologize for it.
That's what I like. Where he's so obviously trying to pretend like he's so upset that anybody would... That's Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, if you don't recognize. You thought it was Frosty the Snowman. Happy birthday! Because that's the way he talks.
But, and I truly and deeply apologize for it.
For the things you denied in the other clip.
There's nothing...
Okay.
There's nothing complicated about this story. He grew up with his dad being the most powerful politician in the state. He grew up around power, and he felt like he could do anything. I'm sure his financial background is you know, shot through and through with all kinds of stuff, just like this sexual stuff. And he got the attitude, as all powerful people do, that he could do anything he wanted. Financially, sexually, just whatever he wants to do.
Right, right. And so he did. Why don't we go ahead and unleash the report from the Attorney General of New York, clip 31.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law.
New York Attorney General Letitia James making a stunning announcement today that an independent investigation by her office found Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed at least 11 current and former staff and state employees.
These interviews and pieces of evidence reveal a deeply disturbing yet clear picture.
Mayor de Blasio of New York says Cuomo should be charged criminally. De Blasio hates Cuomo because Cuomo has been a bully and pushing him around his whole political life. So it's just the powerful turning on each other thing.
Then you have our ancient president in clip 43.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
And if he's not impeached and resigned, should he be dragged into a public square and beaten?
Yes. I believe so, yes.
Should he have to wear a dunce cap?
I'm truly, deeply sorry.
And I truly and deeply apologize for
it. I'm almost going to cry, but I'm not.
No, and for his part, he has said he is not going anywhere. So he denies all of this, and he's not going anywhere.
Give me 36.
I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view.
Mm-hmm.
That is just not who I am. And that's not who I have ever been.
Man, what a well-coordinated smear campaign by people in your own party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's vicious, this partisanship.
So you got the governors of the biggest state and the third biggest state, who, so that'd be Gavin Newsom in California and Cuomo in New York, that I thought were both going to leave about a year ago or so. How long ago that was. I thought they were both leaving at the same time. Cuomo over the sex stuff And it's funny, like you mentioned this last hour, nobody even hardly brings up the fact that he killed thousands of old people. And worse than
covered
that,
it up. Yeah.
Worse than that is the covering up, because you can make a mistake. You know, nobody knew what was going on with the COVID, blah, blah, blah. He made a policy error. But no, he covered it up. That is impeachable. Anyway, I thought both of the governors were going to go. They both decided to hang on. Then I thought they're not going anywhere. Now they both might go again. I think Cuomo's going out, and the latest poll just out today on Gavin Newsom is 50-50 on the recall. So maybe they'll both be gone again.
Well, Frosty the Cuomo is defiant. I mean, he's giving it every indication that he's going to fight. Give us clip 37.
Politics and bias are interwoven throughout every aspect of this situation.
Hey, and George, I carry a mouse in my pocket.
Now we're on to Of Mice and Men. 38, please.
Trial by newspaper or biased reviews are not the way to find the facts in this matter.
Tell me again about the rabbits, George.
I wondered that. So when he was the darling of the media, when he was doing the daily press conferences that he won an Emmy for every single day, I couldn't understand why everybody was fawning over him, because he sounds like a moron.
He sounds like half a moron and half a mobster. Well, and of
he
course,
sounds like a mobster who got kicked in the head by a horse.
Getting back to our octogenarian president, clip 48.
Your governor of New York's done one hell of a job. I think he's sort of the gold standard.
There you go. The gold standard. We're in trouble.
And the Biden saying yesterday that Cuomo needs to go. You know they go way back. Way back. Biden and the Cuomo family. They've had many, many personal dinners and all kinds of intertwining political needs and favors. Through
100%.
Absolutely.
We had an early dinner.
With Governor Cuomo?
What's that got to do with anything?
I'm having fun.
Why does the governor of California sound like Batman and the governor of New York sound like Frosty the Snowman? What's the deal there?
We had an early dinner.
And I truly and deeply apologize for it.
I liked what Jonathan Turley had to say last night on Special Report 45, please.
It will not play well. This idea that I'm old and a little bit gropey is not something that the jury is going to take well. He may have locked himself in, and he talks about welcoming the judge and jury in the case. He may just want to welcome the judge, because I'm not too sure a jury is going to be that welcoming of this defense.
Talking about prosecuting him for his gropiness.
The saying things is one thing, and there are certainly things you cannot say, but the physical, like grabbing and everything like that, where is your mind in terms of the way you feel like you fit into society that you think you can walk up to just a random woman who barely knows you and just stick your hand down in her shirt and you're going to get away with that? Imagine, because I think most of us normal men think that'd be the end of my career today. I wouldn't even make it the rest of the day. But he is so entrenched in power, he felt like he could just go stick his hand down a woman's shirt, and he'd be fine. And you know what? It turns out he was for years, years and years and years.
Well, and I'd like to suggest there's a sizable portion of the male population that wouldn't do it even if they could get away with it, because it's despicable.
The only thing that's stopping us is not that we'd lose our jobs, just it's not cool.
Right. Yeah, amen to that. It's cool if you're Andrew Cuomo, though, the pig. And the pig is going to fight, I'm telling you. This is going to be entertaining as hell.
Pig fights.
Really going to be entertaining him fighting against everybody from the president to his own legislature in his own party to hang on to power. It's all he's ever known. And his little bro, his handsome little bro on CNN, carrying his water.
He and his family have always gotten over in the past. I think somebody will come to him and say, hey, it's different this time. There's just nobody backing you now, man. Nobody. Nobody. Because when you lose your own party, then you're done.
Yeah, I guess, but there is only one party in New York, so it's factions.
True, factions of his parties. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So I say he fights it. I don't think he's going to resign. I'll be surprised if he resigns. I'm rooting for him to fight it, because that'll be ugly, and I enjoy that.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably makes me a bad person, but fair enough.
What's the worst thing you've heard that he did?
Oh, boy. There's such a variety of gropings and unwanted kissings and pressings of body and bullying and yelling and belittling people. I mean, it's really, it's a toxic stew.
Yeah, the one, and it's all verbal, but the one who was like, geez, like 50 years younger than him, who he was saying, you know, I'm very, very lonely, and would you ever have sex with an older man like me and that sort of stuff? Geez, that's so, that puts an employee in such a terrible position.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not just one or two people either. It's a list.
Well, and that we know of that have come forward. You know, there are, I would guess, low two figures at least number of people out there who've just not wanted to get involved in this, that over the years have had the same sort of treatment.
Oh, somebody's butt was grabbed by Cuomo back in the 90s or whatever? Yeah,
just so
you can probably fill an auditorium with
it. Yeah, I'm married with two kids. I don't want to get involved in this.
Right, right. I mean, especially when the world was a little softer on that sort of thing.
Definitely.
Sure, you know, I'm old and a little gropey, won't play well in front of a jury, according to Jonathan Turley. One of our great legal scholars.
And I truly and deeply apologize for it.
Oh, listen to how sincere he sounds.
Hey, a switch from New York State to New York City and from sex to COVID. How do we feel about New York taking a different angle than other places in the country, where instead of it being mask mandates, it's vaccine card mandates? To go into a restaurant or any building or anything like that, you have to show your card. What do you think of that?
You know, some people are completely freaked out by that, including a lot of our listeners.
Mark of the Beast!
If I had a dime for every time I've heard something suggest that something was the mark of the beast, I'd have $666.
Something was showing your papers like Nazi Germany.
That's ridiculous. It doesn't bother me.
Me neither. That's the first time I've ever said neither. I tried it on. I didn't like it. I'll go back to neither.
I'm a neither guy.
I'm not a neither guy.
Yeah. What was the one?
And I'm not dressed like a neither guy. I'm wearing all denim, the Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah. Yeah. Look like a recently paroled inmate.
With a camo hat. Yeah. People like that dressed like I am don't say neither. Okay.
What was the word I noticed my kids say differently than they were brought up? What the heck was it? It was one of those, some people, pronounce the C and some don't. One of those, words. Like, I can't remember.
Accessory or accessory?
No. Anybody who says accessory ought to be preemptively detained.
Was it chest? They called it chest?
No, I would disown them for that.
Did they say long ranger?
No, again, that's you're out of the will. Or Star Trek. Good friend of mine was just hanging out with him, called it Star Trek the other day, and he was completely serious.
But so are the official show stances, we don't have a problem with restaurants. I think it's a great idea. So now the restaurant can be open and people could go eat there. Sounds good to me. That's
no
good
masks,
for everybody.
Hang out, go see the theater show, whatever. Yeah.
Dinner table events.
You're not violating somebody's rights in a pandemic by saying, look, we can only have vaccinated people in here. Or, but this is again important. And how do people not think of this? Or a certificate that says you have natural immunity.
Yeah, that is one thing that's left out of all of this, is there are people, and again, the last hour we mentioned, there's a German study that believes that you have 7 times more immunity if you have natural immunity than if you got the shot. So a person that hasn't had the vaccine but had COVID is probably way more protected than I am and should be able to go into your restaurant.
If you think you can trust the Germans.
All right, back to that.
There are a number of different studies that say a number of different things. If that is true, that is extraordinary.
As far as closing things down, I bought a Shakespeare yesterday, King Lear, and yes. I'm going to read it. But anyway, that's one that I've just never read for some reason. Anyway, I was just doing
it's
a little...
It's about Norman Lear, right?
Exactly.
Sitcom King of the 70s?
I was doing a little Wikipedia background on Shakespeare for some reason, and it mentioned there that the London public playhouses were repeatedly closing during the extended outbreaks of the plague. They were closed for a total of 60 months between 1603 and 1610. So over a 7-year period, five of those years, all the playhouses in London were closed because of the plague, which is a pretty reasonable response, which is, you know.
And after that, it was strictly bring your own rat. None will be supplied.
Do you have a reason why it's a problem for requiring a vaccine card to go into a restaurant? Text line 415-295-KFTC. Got into a topic about weight gain yesterday. Are you, first of all, what kind of belly do you have? There are different kind of bellies. And are you eating Are you hyper palatable? Are you eating foods that are hyper palatable? You probably are. It's a new term, but it's something to watch out for. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty. Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I tell people about this all the time. I'm sleeping better. My joints don't ache. I have way more energy. I can't explain it. This stuff is working.
It's amazing. It really is. The energy and the clear-headed thinking it gives you is very noteworthy.
This stuff really does work, and it's amazing. It gives you energy. It gives you a lot of energy. And I think it's also pretty good for immunity. I really believe that. So great product. I'm going to continue to use it, you know, forever. It's good stuff.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREEDOM.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
There are many sides to running a business. And with Square, every side can be connected. So how you sell in person syncs with how you sell online. And how you take payments works with how you pay your team. And when all your tools work together, you can spend more time seeing your bigger picture take shape. See how Square can help connect every side of your business by visiting square.com/go/connect. That's square.com/go/connect.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
There has been a massive drought for the United States in the women's 800 meters at the Olympic Games. That drought is about to be over, or is it? Yes, it is. Athing Mo from Trenton, New Jersey is an Olympic champion.
I wasn't even really looking at the time. I kind of just wanted to run as strong as I am, you know, not do anything different that I've been doing the whole season. So I wanted to just have the same attitude coming into this race, which was, you know, go out there, leave it all out there, and just try and get gold, because that was the goal.
What a sweetie. Olympic hero. Her name is Athing Mo. It's spelled M-U. Her family emigrated from Somalia. She's a tall drink of water and runs like the wind.
And she's only 19 and just has that kind of personality from what I'm reading here that's going to make her a big star. So there you go. Good for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she's just an amazing athlete. Too. She's just gifted.
That's a tough race right there, man, because it's short enough to, like, sprint more or less, but a really a long way to run, half a mile.
Yeah, yeah. A stunning victory after the U.S. had been shut out for years in the 800. Well done.
By the way, we're just talking about the New York City vaccine mandate. The Boston mayor is comparing that to slavery. So in New York City now, you show your little vaccine card to get into a restaurant. Some people are okay with that. Some people hate it. I don't know. I don't think I have a problem with it, but maybe I can be convinced otherwise. Sometimes I don't think these things through. The Boston mayor said there's a long history in the United States of people needing to show their papers when asked.
Yeah, right. That is just so dumb.
And the mayor of Boston said, here we want to make sure we are not doing anything that would further create a barrier for residents of Boston or disproportionately impact BIPOC communities. There's that term again. BIPOC communities?
Right. Black, Indigenous, people of color.
Okay. But so what's going on here is this is someone recognizing that, no, it's not just white Trump voters that haven't gotten vaccinations like the media has been telling you for the last couple of months. A large percentage of people who haven't gotten vaccinations are people of color for whatever reason. And so this is the mayor recognizing that if you can't go into a restaurant without a vaccine card, it's going to be disproportionately people of color in big cities. It just is.
Well,
it's just what the numbers are.
Yeah, yeah, get vaccinated.
There's a long history in this country of people having to show their papers.
Right, yeah, right, exactly.
And what?
Exactly.
And this is going to lead to what?
To check out a library book, you know, to buy something with a credit card. You got to show your plastic. Long history. It's just like Nazi Germany. They'd ask you for your pass.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
So tiring, man.
Yeah.
I need to talk about the different kinds of bellies and a new food term that I hadn't heard on what you need to avoid to stop gaining weight, which I am doing because I'm eating those foods. Hyperpalatables. That's what I've been eating. Hyperpalatables.
Plus, you'll probably hear 20 times about the new NCAA gender inequity report. We'll tell you what's in it and what's not.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenics is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenics and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenics, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, Find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Last question for you. That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA! Love it.
Tamara Mensah-Stock, she's a U.S. wrestler. Good for you, sweetheart. Nice job. Way to kick butt.
And she's black.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got to mention that. That's the key. That's the key to the whole story.
Yeah. Yep. She loves her country. Of course she does. She understands the incredible freedom and opportunity she has here. For all our flaws, which we're working on every day, it's the greatest country on earth. If you don't like it, get out.
So she won a gold medal in wrestling. Since when do they have female wrestling? Is that a new thing?
I think it's a new event. Is it this Olympiad?
Well, let me read you the headline from USA Today, which I think they got wrong. And this is on the front page, top of the fold. You should get that headline right. World's first black woman to win gold in wrestling.
There have been other black women.
I'm pretty sure she's not the world's first black woman.
I've seen some.
World's first black woman to win gold in wrestling.
And yeah, that's not accurate.
That is not a good headline.
I remember as a kid seeing black women, for instance. That was long before this gal was born.
Harriet Tubman, who they're going to put on money.
Right.
She was a black woman long before this woman was.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the degeneration of American journalism. Ah, speaking of which giant influential publications are on the take from the communist Chinese? What? Yeah, stay tuned.
So we talked in our podcast yesterday about the different kind of bellies. If you don't listen to one more thing, you should go to Armstrongandgetty.com. Armstrongandgetty.com. We record another segment after the show every day for some reason. I don't know why we do that. But anyway.
Can we stop?
Different kind of bellies, and they say there are different exercises you should do for different bellies, and then I'll tell you about the new term hyperpalatable foods, which is clearly true. These aren't really related stories, or they're not written together, but they've identified five different kinds of bellies, and you're supposed to do different exercises to get rid of the different bellies. I'm not sure which of these I have. There's mommy belly, which is its own thing, and, you know, we all know what that is, and that's nature.
Yeah.
That's what that is. But there's stressed belly, gluten belly. The roundest one is gluten belly. So they're claiming that whenever you see a guy with a just like, it almost looks like it's not real.
Yeah,
like
the big, hard belly.
Just hard and perfectly round like a basketball, and often the rest of the body is not heavy at all. That's called gluten belly. I'm guessing that's from eating too much gluten, they're claiming here. Hormonal belly, which has got kind of a fold in the middle of it. And then alcohol belly, which kind of slopes down and then has a little lump out there.
I don't know.
And they have different exercises that you do for that, and I tried doing some of the exercises on the podcast. If you want to check that out, you can go to armstrongandgetty.com. But you end up with those bellies by eating too many hyperpalatable foods. The University of Kansas, which I attended for 1 year and got half of an MBA.
Yes. Congratulations.
Maybe I'll get the other half someday.
Sir, we need a consultant for this company, one with some knowledge, but not too much.
We can't afford somebody with a master's in business administration. Could we afford somebody with half of one of those? Yes. Armstrong is your man. Armstrong, eh? Hyperpalatable foods have combinations of ingredients that can enhance a food's palatability and make a food's rewarding properties artificially strong.
Right.
And we've talked about this over the years. I first learned about it from 60 Minutes, 10, 15 years ago. Common examples would be various chocolates, hot dogs, pretzels, and brownies. Particularly things, well, the team compared these addictive munchies to the weight gain potential that comes from eating high-energy, dense, and ultra-processed foods. But the freaking manufacturers and the fact that they built a flavor that our brain wants more than sex, and then they make that flavor disappear the second it touches our tongue so that your brain is like, get some more of that, get some more of that. Is just, I'd like to find those people and choke them out.
I think my favorite pretzel chips are that. They're Parmesan garlic pretzel chips or something like that with a little bourbon in the evening. Oh, my God. But you just want to keep eating them. I think they are that. They got that chemical because they got the powder on it.
All chips are that way. That's funny. I was telling my son the other day about the, I think it was Lay's potato chips, their slogan back when I was a kid, I'll bet you can't eat just one. Yeah, I'll bet you can't just eat one because our scientists have figured out the human brain and made it impossible for you to eat just one. That's why you can't just eat one.
Right.
And the only answer I've certainly learned over the years is I can't eat the first one. It's not hard for me to avoid eating a little bag of those, you know, chips. But if I eat one, me and every other human being, your brain is just screaming for the next one.
Yeah, that slogan's a lot like Mark Zuckerberg saying, bet you can't just log out of Facebook for 5 minutes, which would be healthy. Because we're messing with your brain.
Yeah, we're taking advantage of your brain, which is working correctly in wanting this.
Yes.
And we're exploiting that for our benefit, even though we know it's terrible for you.
Yes, and we'll drive up child suicides and the rest of it, but you don't understand. We'll make lots of money.
Or make you crazy fat in the case of the chips.
Right.
The reason I brought this up was what they say about sweets. They did I'll just read this. Results show that the sweets table at your local buffet is the biggest culprit when it comes to weight gain, more so than fatty foods. Researchers discovered that participants eating more hyperpalatable carbohydrate and sodium foods gained significantly more weight over the next year when they did this study with people going and eating at an all-you-can-eat buffet. Sweets are really, really the evil thing out there, and we all need to just keep our eye out for that.
Well, that's true.
I'm talking to me.
It's not exactly a revelation to say sugar and empty calories are worse than protein. They called it fatty foods, but...
Yeah. Hyperpalatable carbohydrate and sodium food reveals how hedonic eating, do you do that, is the bigger trigger for packing on excess pounds. Hedonic eating is a general term that's used in the literature to refer to eating that's more focused on the rewarding characteristics of food as opposed to strictly satisfying physiological hunger. For the average human being, how much of the food do you eat each day that satisfies hunger because you need it to continue to move around as a beast, and how much of it is to... just a reward for whatever other pleasure centers of the brain are going off. God, the ratio's right. Got to be like 5 to 1, doesn't it?
I need a nutritionist, not only to plan all my meals and snacks to the extent that I'm allowed to have them, but he's going to have like a taser as well.
Right.
Or just some sort of cattle prod.
A compliant belt.
Yeah, there's got to be both a reward and a sanction.
Yeah. I think that if somebody stuck a taser on my neck every time I reached for chips, eventually I'd stop reaching for chips. I think.
Yeah, probably pretty quickly. Or you'd kill him.
Or you might fire the guy. Hey, stop doing that.
Yeah.
I want some chips. I'm paying
you.
Read
the contract again.
But I'm paying you. I don't understand this relationship. I'm paying you, yet you keep shocking me in the neck every time I treat you a candy bar.
It's in the third paragraph.
So weird thing about
fourth
the human...
Fourth paragraph says I get to shock you if you argue about the contract.
So here'd be my final question on, you know, the 900th time we've done the same information in a different package from a different study. Are there any human beings that don't know this at this point?
They're 800 pounds.
No, but they even know it. They know it. Do you think you know any human being that doesn't know this stuff at this point? Yet we continue... The obesity craze, as far as I know, is continued to grow. It hasn't plateaued or certainly started to recede.
If it has, I haven't heard it.
So it would seem that, here's my conclusion from this, this information is not doing any good. We've all heard this 100 times, presented with different words from different university studies in different ways. We all know this, yet we still get bigger.
Yes.
So information is not the answer.
No. Tasers. That's the answer.
I don't know what the answer is, but information is not it.
The beast can't control itself. The beast wasn't made to control itself. It was made to gather as many calories as possible to prevent starving to death.
Yep.
And it'll take tens of thousands of years for us to evolve into a different beast, probably.
Yeah, this could end up, you know, there's the Jurassic period. There's the various periods throughout history. This might be the fat period for human beings. There's just like a 100-year period where everybody was fat before we evolved to, where our brains evolved to, the people that could this will be natural selection, you know, straight out of Darwin. The people that can resist chips and soda and all that sort of stuff will have more healthy offspring and more offspring. No, they don't. The intelligent people who are fit aren't having any kids, so Darwin doesn't work in this case.
Don't!
Never mind.
The fatassic period. The NCAA out with a new sex inequity, men's and women's inequity report. It is by turns somewhat interesting and also politically correct bunk. You will hear about it 20 times today. Nobody will ask any critical questions about the reporting, but we will.
Also have a quick update on the bro on the plane. We need to play that clip again if you haven't heard it. We told you the story yesterday about the guy who got duct taped on the plane and he had his shirt off and was walking around for 15 minutes grabbing Hooters. We have an update on that story. And if you haven't heard the audio of him, it's pretty priceless.
It's fabulous.
He's an unlikable character. All that on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Armstrong and Getty here, and when SimpliSafe Home Security's founders, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, designed their first security system in their kitchen, they did it for a very personal reason. Their friends had just had their home broken into.
They were struggling to find a security system that was simple to set up and would make them feel safe again. Making people feel safe is what SimpliSafe has been doing ever since that moment 15 years ago.
They have a passion to protect people, and it not only drives every engineering detail in their product, but it motivates every interaction with their customers.
Whether that's during a fire, a burglary, a medical emergency, or even just when you're setting up the system.
There's always someone there who has your back to keep you safe.
And make sure you feel safe. So save 20% on your SimpliSafe security system and get your first month free when you sign up for interactive monitoring. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong to customize your system and start protecting your home.
20% off on your SimpliSafe security system and your first month free when you sign up for interactive monitoring. Go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Join the Cult 45 Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingColt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I remember when I lost my mind.
The eyes shut. My parents are worth more than $2 million damn dollars. You know what? You know
what? Hey! Chill out!
Chill out!
So I just finally saw the video for the first time. Joe watched it yesterday. I'd heard the audio. I'd read the story about the unruly passenger, drunk, took off his shirt and strutted around the airport, the airline for 15 minutes, grabbing waitresses, air waitresses. Anyway, I just saw the video for the first time. He has got all the hallmarks of an unlikable human being. I mean, just every aspect of him screams, this is somebody you would not like.
Yes.
And then it turns out he's an unlikable human being, yelling drunkenly as he's being subdued, my parents are worth $2 million damn dollars, or whatever he says.
My parents are worth more than $2 million damn dollars.
More than $2 million damn dollars.
Well, then feel free to strut around unseat-belted shirtless and grabbing waitresses' breasts as much as you want, then.
Certainly. We had no idea.
Because we have completely different rules for people whose parents are worth a certain amount of money. How old is this kid?
22.
God, he just...
Your parents' net worth places you clearly in the category of you may be lawless. We apologize.
To use a phrase that was originally used... very badly. He's got a very punchable face.
Oh, boy.
Gets punched in this video I'm watching. He gets punched by the big steward, air steward. Yeah.
Well, I liked how once they got him duct taped to the chair, all the other passengers turned around and were taping him with their phone and hooting and berating him and stuff
like
that.
Yes, yes.
Once he was neutralized.
Like the stockades of old, throwing tomatoes at him and whatnot.
Yes, exactly. Too bad they weren't serving meals.
Well, his parents, who are worth $2 million and some other lawyers, are suing because he was improperly restrained. According to FAA regulations, you're not allowed to duct tape somebody to a seat.
Or you could raise a non-a-hole. I don't know. Or teach him not to get hammered on a flight.
If you can't duct tape him to the seat, how about you just throw him out the door then?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine with me. So a big new report is out that's getting a fair amount of attention. It's the NCAA's external review on gender equity. Wait a minute, not equality, but equity. Remember, that's equal outcomes. It was released Tuesday, highlighting staggering systemic inequity. Uh-oh, remember, those words don't mean what they sound like, between men's and women's athletics, specifically in Division I basketball. Among other recommendations, the report said the NCAA should combine the men's and women's Final Four into a single weekend at the same venue. Now, I don't have any problem with that. I mean, it sounds kind of festive, honestly, but that's great. Sources told Sports Illustrated that the review would show, quote, damning clear disparities in treatment between men and women athletes before the release. Now, the obvious framework that this is missing is how much of this can be explained by the fact that men's basketball brings in vastly more money than women's basketball. Viewership, ticket sales, way, 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 way higher. They pretend that that doesn't exist in this entire article in Sports Illustrated.
That drives everything. Did you hear what Nick Saban, the college football coach, signed for the other day? He signed a new contract. He's won 7 national championships. I forget what the number was, but it's an insane number, like $35 million over 7 years or something. Just crazy, crazy money. You know why? Because that sport brings in so many eyeballs and so much money. That's why.
That's inequity, Jack. The women's field hockey coach isn't making a tenth of that. Inequity. Let's see. According to the report, the primary reason we believe is that the gender inequities at the NCAA, specifically within Division I basketball, stem from the structure and systems of the NCAA itself, which are designed to maximize the value of and support to the Division I men's basketball championship as the primary source of funding for the NCAA and its membership. So they threw in a little collegey jargon there, but what they're saying essentially is that the men's Division I basketball, the March Madness thing, is the highest priority because it brings in the most money, which is absolutely true. The NCAA's broadcast agreements, corporate sponsorship contracts, distribution of revenue, organizational structure, and culture all prioritize men's basketball in ways that create, normalize, and perpetuate gender inequities. So to decode that for you, what they're saying is, since it brings in so much money, it becomes part of the culture, the structure, which must be torn down because it's perpetuating gender inequities. The only reason men's basketball is more popular and profitable is because it's more popular and profitable. And the NCAA is working to perpetuate it.
I understated it. His new 8-year deal, he's going to average over $10 million a year. The new college football coach, Nick Saban, be the most expensive coach by far anybody's ever paid because it brings in so much damn money. That's why.
Exactly, and it pays for all the other sports. The review conducted by a firm you've never heard of also estimates that the annual broadcast rights for women's basketball will be worth $81 and $112 million in 2025, which is significantly more than what ESPN is currently paying for those rights. So what they're suggesting is for some reason the NCAA is passing up many millions of dollars because they're sexist or something? Because of inequity, structural something, something. Well, that would make them insane. But the NCAA, terrified of being accused of anything and violating Title IX, are making strong statements. Like the NCAA Board of Governors released a statement, quote, "The NCAA Board of Governors is wholly committed to an equitable experience among its championships. We know that's not always been the case, and the instance of the Division I Women's Basketball Championship is an important impetus for us to improve our championship experience so it is not repeated." Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Now, there was a deal the other day or earlier this year where they had the pictures of the men's and women's weight rooms at the NCAA basketball tournaments.
Yeah, that was a big story a while back.
That was pretty embarrassing, and they fixed it. But under pressure, the NCAA hired a law firm to evaluate and assess its policies and practices as it relates to gender equity. We'll see if anything happens.
So you think the weight rooms need to be equal? Even if one sport's bringing in, throw out some numbers, $10 million a year, and the other sport's bringing in $50,000 a year?
No, what I think is they're an entertainment outlet, and it looked bad, and so they corrected it, because it's a bad look.
Right. Okay.
No, I don't think they have to be equal. It's a question of budget, I suppose. This whole systemic, this structural, that inequity, the other. Look out when you hear those words, because that's people who are all about ensuring equal outcomes, no matter any other factors.
You want to hear a great inequity story?
Sure.
This just came across the wire. The World Health Organization, the WHO, just announced a moratorium on COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. And when I saw the headline, I thought, did they get some information that these are dangerous or whatever? The booster shots, nope. Citing vaccine inequity around the world is the reason. So nobody can get the booster shot if it's right over there, because there are some people out there who haven't had a chance to get any. So better everybody stay sick than get them out where they are. All right.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
It's a good way to design things.
So speaking of the Wuhan virus, Have you noticed some outlets are really kind of soft-pedaling criticism of the Chinese communists? Can you think of a couple of reasons why that might be? Is one of them money? Stay with us or grab the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.